We're joined by Fiach Kelly, a political reporter with the Irish Times. That statement, Fiach, by Catherine Byrne there, she doesn't see any animosity between the parties. Do you?
I think there is animosity between the parties. I think when we look back on the series of government crises that may mark this coalition's term in office, this won't feature up amongst the most difficult or the most crucial. I think it was more about process than substance, and the trust that Labour felt was somewhat betrayed by the fact that Fine Gael tried to, as they see it, bounce them into agreement on the level of water charges and leak the what they believed the average charge would be, 240 or there or thereabouts. There's not much between the two parties in substance when you think about it. There is broad agreement. Even on Monday night, there was broad agreement between the assessed charges, whereas Labour says its main problem is that's where, if you don't have a water meter installed, they will give you an estimate of what they think you're using. The way that is being put is that will be based, say, if you live in a semi-detached house in a housing estate with two kids, if there's someone down the road who lives in a semi-detached house, has two kids as well, you'll be hit with their charge. And then when eventually you get your water meter, you will be able to claim a rebate if you're being charged too much. There's also agreement on the level of the standing charge, broadly, €50 or slightly less. There's broadly agreement on the actual estimated charge, 240 or thereabouts. And it's difficult to see where there's differences, apart from the fact that Fine Gael tried to get the jump on Labour on the issue.
Yeah, in terms of leaking all the information about what was going to Cabinet yesterday, in terms of facts and figures and so on. But the Labour line, as coming out from those TDs we heard there, is that they're fighting the fight for people who are the poor people. Hmm. Is that a credible line?
It's a line they're sticking to. The simple fact is Labour are more politically sensitive to this issue than Fine Gael are. Fine Gael are operating on the base that Enda Kenny told the electorate, you will know how much you're paying before Easter. Fine Gael say, well, that's a very reasonable promise, but we're not going to be bound to it. Now, the reality is they will have to tell people before Easter. But it all goes back to Labour sensitivities and that famous ad during the general election campaign, every little hurts with Fine Gael. Water charges were one of those things that would hurt. And now this is getting very real. People are going to find out how much you're going to be paying from October with their bills landing in January. It is just a more politically sensitive issue for Labour than it is for Fine Gael.
Does this to some extent come back to this economic committee within the Cabinet, which is basically four people, and the resentment perhaps of others that things are being decided there and leaked as a result in advance of the full Cabinet talking about it?
Perhaps that's the case. There's been difficulties with the EMC, John Burton and Simon Coveney. Your two ministers have said that information should be shared more broadly. But I think there was a degree of annoyance between even people around the EMC. This was being discussed at the EMC as recently as earlier this week. They say people around government say negotiations were ongoing. They were only getting kind of hot and heavy in the last few days, but nothing was decided. I think the main issue is the fact that Labour feel they're trying to be bounced into this by Fine Gael. Speaking to people in Labour last night, they felt a very clear direction came from the Taoiseach's office on Monday or Tuesday evening that this had to be out there now and it had to be done now. And they kind of felt, well, hang on a second, we're not ready. And then what they saw yesterday with the information being given out to media organisations was a clear attempt to bounce them into the issue.
How long do you think, or is it clear, before we get the final system announced, the final figures announced, who's in, who's out, on what terms and conditions?
We won't actually get that until later this year, until August, until the Commission for Energy Regulation actually tells us how much we're going to be paying per litre of water we use. How much the government roughly estimates people will pay will be out. I think the next Cabinet meeting is April 30th. There's been an Easter break now. The broad expectation was last night, we will know after that. But the exact detail, we won't know that until August. We'll get a rough outline in June from the Commission for Energy Regulation, but it won't to be until well into the late August until we know exactly how much you're going to pay.
All right, well, that next Cabinet meeting very close to the local election campaign. But Fiach Kelly, thank you very much.